You're listening to SBS News.
Father of three, Bill Mansfield, has been working from home for the last 2 weeks and spending more time than ever with his 8, 2, and 4-year-old children. Mr. Mansfield works as a technical sales advisor and educator in the pool industry. He says it's been a lot of fun finding a balance between work and looking after his kids.
The work you don't get done during the day because of whatever X, Y, and Z reason from the kids getting in the way, it's very easy to catch up with at night. And the balance between the two I find really beneficial, and it's a very happy workplace.
Dr. Ashley Borgvist is an academic assistant at the University of South Australia. Her PhD thesis looked into the effects of flexible work arrangements on masculine identity. Dr. Borgvist says traditional ideas of a breadwinner male makes it unlikely fathers would request flexible working conditions to allow them more family time. But the pandemic is changing that.
Most of my participants during my PhD research did express a desire to be able to spend more time with their children. But for many of them, they either didn't feel comfortable asking to use flexible working arrangements, or they weren't sure that their supervisors or their workplaces would support them in doing that. So for me, I think there are probably a lot of fathers out there at the moment who are in those positions, who didn't want to ask for flexibility, who now have the option to use that.
These are the same barriers that Mr. Mansfield expects will prevent him from continuing his flexible work arrangement in a post-pandemic world.
It's probably one of those topics which is a bit taboo, so I don't really know if I would start that conversation with work. I'm not sure if it's out of fear or just that it's one of those things I guess we don't really talk about. As such, I haven't approached work at all.
Through her research, Dr. Borgvist has found a number of ways in which a father working from home has positive impacts on both the development of children and domestic duties.
Definitely research suggests that particularly when children are younger and fathers are spending more time with them, fathers then go on to be more involved in the longer term as well. When they have that time early on to bond with their children, it does have longer term influences, I suppose, in terms of fathers being more involved. It also means that, fathers are getting the opportunity to see, perhaps if they have a partner, a female partner who's working part-time and taking on the bulk of that caregiving, then fathers get the opportunity to see what that's like and to share that load a bit more equally.
Chris Conroy, a radiographer, has found joy in spending more time with his 18-month-old daughter.
It's been really nice being at home more with her. We do have the option to send her to daycare during those days, but there's no point doing that when I'm at home. It's been great to kind of see her at an age, especially where she's developing a lot of things every day and she's able to interact a little bit more, so I get to see all that sort of stuff now.
Mr. Mansfield was lucky enough to take 6 months off when his first child was born, so he got a healthy understanding of the amount of domestic work his wife took care of. But now he's at home with two more children.
And until you're put in that position, it's difficult to know how much work there has to be done on a regular basis. I'm definitely recognising that there is a lot more little jobs that make you frustrated and annoyed at every turn when you put something away and find out it's been pulled out again. Personally, I've definitely tried to take on more domestic tasks as they appear.
Mr. Conroy has found himself picking up more of the house chores while his wife is at work as a health worker in the public system.
Well, the housework is shared between the two of us pretty evenly as per normal. But yeah, I guess with me being at home, it just means I'm available to do a few more things that I probably wouldn't have time to do normally.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Ilias Bakala, SBS News.